Welcome to World War II Chronicles, a weekly tribute to America's fighting men and women in commemoration of the Second World War. These programs are narrated by Ed Herlihy and are based on the news broadcasts of the war period from the recorded sound collection of the National Archives in Washington, D.C.
During the spring of 1942, the United States was facing a shortage in the resources necessary to conduct the war. Goods such as dairy products, rubber, vegetables, sugar, and oil were in very short supply. To meet the problem of shortages, rationing programs were introduced throughout the United States. The decreasing supply of gasoline prompted several states to restrict motorists from using their cars for non-essential purposes and limit gasoline purchases to 3 gallons per week.
The Office of Price Administration is heading toward a gasoline ration ranging somewhere between 2 and 6 gallons a week. This tentative amount may be changed if conditions warrant.
In April 1942, the Office of Price Administration began the program of issuing ration stamps for civilian food items, such as coffee, sugar, and canned goods. To meet the shortage in vegetables, the Office of Civil Defense launched a campaign calling on Americans to plant victory gardens to help the war effort.
We at home must fill the gap left by the millions of former food producers, as well as to meet the ever-increasing food requirements of our allies. Your government has foreseen this emergency and is meeting it with a force of volunteers. Volunteers armed with spades and rakes and hoes and patriotism. An army of gardeners. Victory gardeners.
Victory gardens became immensely popular. Over the course of the war, over 20 million gardens sprouted in backyards, parks, community centers, and vacant lots around the country.
Friends, I'm mighty sorry to tell you that my town is suffering from an epidemic. It looks like a regular plague. What plague? Well, let's call it victory gardenitis. The fever for growing carrots, corn, and cabbage worms in your own backyard.
I'm Ed Herlihy. Join me next time for World War II Chronicles.
World War II Chronicles was produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America in cooperation with the National Archives. To listen to more episodes, subscribe on iTunes or visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org. We need your help to keep the legacy of our World War II generation alive. Visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org to make a donation to support World War II Chronicles and the ongoing work of the American Veterans Center.